NTSB investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing the bridge to collapse. The collapse has spawned a surge in conspiracy theories on social media. Joining us on Drive Time is Mike Rothschild, the journalist and author who studies conspiracy theories. Mike, the official word is this ship lost power, the crew couldn't steer it away from the bridge's pillar, but what are the online conspiracy theorists saying?
Well, it depends on which online conspiracy theorist you happen to be following. Some of them immediately said it was Hamas who did it, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Some said that it was because of open borders policies or DEI. I saw one anti-vaccine advocate saying that the captain must have been vaccinated and that's why the ship crashed. It's really not so much about the individual conspiracy theories, but the brand of the person who is selling you that conspiracy theory and how they can monetize it for their own personal fan base.
Do any of these conspiracy theorists have any evidence to back up their theories, or is it all just flying out there in the ether?
No, they don't have any evidence. They don't need any evidence. Their followers will never expect any evidence. They have vibes. They have the way it looks. It's supposed to be what a crash looks like in a movie. It looks fake. It looks like it must be this thing or that thing. They're going entirely based on their own biases and not at all on any kind of evidence.
And by the way, a lot of these people spreading these theories, especially on Twitter or X now, these are verified accounts, right? I mean, they have a lot of followers.
These are verified accounts. They can have hundreds of thousands of followers. They have popular podcasts, they have live streams, they have merchandise, they have books. This is well beyond the domain of the guy on the street corner shouting that the end is near, or the weird bookstore where you have to get your John Birch Society books. These are popular mainstream figures on social media.
So how have we come to this, Mike? Why are there seemingly conspiracy theories after every big news story now? What's going on?
Well, we live in a time where there is an enormous amount of news being thrown at us all the time. And it always seems to be something really big, really grand that is not supposed to be happening. And when you have an event that is not supposed to be happening, whether it's a global pandemic or it's a ship crashing into a bridge, we try to make up reasons for why it's happening. We want an explanation. We want to know what's going on. And these conspiracy theory creators, they're really good at providing explanations. Now, they're not true, but in that moment, it gives you that kind of comfort and feeling of security that there's something happening here that somebody understands. It's not just an accident. It's not just random bad luck. There's something bigger at work here. And we take a kind of comfort in feeling like somebody's in charge, even if whoever's in charge is pure evil. And a lot of people are really good at monetizing that.
And of course, social media has probably made it a lot worse, right? I mean, these wackos were probably always in mom's basement coming up with these theories, but now they can share them with big groups of people.
Social media has allowed these theories to spread much faster and with virtually no oversight. To be a conspiracy theorist in the old days, you really had to put some work into it. You had to create materials. You had to know where to get stuff. Now it's just anybody with a Twitter account can pump out whatever conspiracy theory strikes their fancy. And if they get enough people to believe it, they can start to make money off of it. And there's no barrier to entry whatsoever. And it's terrifying.
Do you think cases like, Alex Jones and the Sandy Hook shooting conspiracy that he was saying that was actors and not real kids and all that nonsense, do you think that maybe would have scared some people into spreading these conspiracy theories? Because apparently it hasn't.
No, it really hasn't at all. I think a lot of people saw the attention that he was getting and the money that he was making off of it and said, I want to do that too. I can do that. Now, one of the things about the lawsuits against people like Alex Jones is that it does try to put some kind of a damper on that. It does try to impose a cost on selling these kinds of lies. But of course, the legal process takes years. It takes a lot of money to file these kinds of lawsuits. For the vast majority of people, that's not in their purview. So if somebody's making up conspiracy theories about you or an event involving your loved one, there's really not a lot you can do about it.
Mike Rothschild, journalist and author who studies conspiracy theories. Good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.